Remember the show?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Stay home from school. Sick day, dude. Get to hang out with Bob Barker.
Watch the shit out of
him. How nice for most times.
Yeah.
For us in Michigan, sometimes like chicken noodle soup, people say.
Mm-hmm.
We did burners. Some people still got burners and chicken noodle, but like.
Oh, ginger ale.
Yeah. But we had the specific burners kind
of
for it. But, yeah, we'll say RIP to that absolute legend.
Bob fucking Barker. Also, Bray Wyatt. I'm going to throw that one in there.
And Terry Funk.
All right. 60 minutes later. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a rough week.
People died this week.
No, yeah. Bob Barker, that was when I was like, I'll be honest. Wasn't sure if he was still alive.
Right.
You know, like if someone, if you'd asked me on the street yesterday or a week ago, a month ago, like, for $1, is Bob Barker alive? I'm like, oh, I'm going to flip a coin on this.
Yeah.
Did he make it to 100?
99.
No, 99. That was the joke that's going around the internet of like, oh, closest without going over a dollar.
Yeah.
Which it would have been like, if he'd have made it to 100, been like, psh, right on a buck, dude. Like, yeah, you know how to do it.
Like, the price really is right.
That's the perfect spin.
Yeah. The life is right.
If he'd have, like, died on his birthday, 100's
that,
better. 100,
yeah.
That fixed the Harambe.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's what would have fixed it all.
It would have. He got a dollar exactly.
Harambe, that's not that important.
Yeah, Harambe, I don't know the correct pronunciation, to be honest with you. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm guessing you guys same scenario, staying home from school sick.
Oh, yeah. Well, whenever I stayed home, I would go to my grandmother's
because
both the parents were working back then. And I'd always get the chicken noodle soup, maybe like a ham sammy.
You gotta throw a sando, dude, for sure.
Yeah, Price is Right. Maybe a little Bold and Beautiful. I was set for
Jerry Springer.
I don't know if that was around.
See
when
some
I was...
blurry titties.
Blurry titties.
Do y'all remember there for a while? I forget what channel it was, but they would do two episodes of Jerry a day, and like me and Chris like got into it hardcore. Like every fucking.
It's
like,
easy. It's so easy to just follow.
And like it finally made its course through, and like they started back on like the original episodes when like it felt a little more real.
Yeah, I think it did definitely used to be a lot more real because I can't remember if it was a documentary, maybe a clip from a documentary, but. Something along the lines of just like, yeah, we weren't even sure if this was going to be able to air or not, like this first fight. And we air it, and it's like, we go through the roof, it's like, all right, this is our thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just like,
let's fucking run
that was a hit. So, and I don't know if it got regular until like some time later.
Yeah.
Dude, daytime TV in the 90s was
something else.
Like, I didn't like this, not to be like me or just, I just didn't care about like Sally Jesse Raphael. Y'all remember her?
Yeah, I do. I didn't care for her.
There was Ricky Lake.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the talk. I was like,
yeah, all the daytime talk shows that was like, you know, your parents or your babysitter would flip through.
Yeah, my one aunt that would babysit me, she was a Days of Our Lives person, and I fucking hated it.
I wonder if my mom still watches that, yeah. Now, there's certain times I'm not going to lie. I didn't, like, never got into the story with her, but there was times I would laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
which,
like,
you're, well, it's not a comedic show. I don't even think there's comedic relief on there. You know? Like, so when I'm laughing, it's like, I accidentally get her attention, you know, but it's like, that was just...
This is
corny as hell.
I got my own soap opera I'll watch. I don't need another.
You do?
WWE.
That's fair. That's fair. Mine's South Park.
Mine's South Park.
That's a soap opera for sure. No.
If you consider that a soap opera, it's definitely the goat.
Oh, yeah.
The goat of soap operas is South Park.
So what makes a soap opera kind of thing? I don't know.
I just always imagine like live action for one.
I get it's like a style of like TV. Well, not live action. Probably in front of a live audience, but played sitcoms were, which I guess that's soap operas. The definition is like it means heartbreak, deceit, and hurt and pain. So, and you're like, what's a sitcom about? You're like
over dramatic
situational comedy. You're like, okay.
That's what I would say. It's like over dramatic.
Yeah. Like, he banged your twin sister on accident, and now you guys got to figure out what's going on in season 34.
And she's pregnant.
Yeah. This show's been on for 50 years. What the fuck? That's impressive. I gotta give it that. But.
Oh, what's his name from Blue Mountain State? The quarterback. He actually, I think, went to the Bold and the Beautiful.
Yep.
Like after he got done with BMS, he fucking went to Soaps.
Oh, I meant to ask. Did any of y'all ever know anyone that been on Price is Right?
Mm-mm. No.
I knew one person. It was a kid I went to high school with. I think he was my brother's age. So his name is Mike Ballard. Changed his name. I don't know if it was legal or how it worked, but like, changed his name Mike Plinko to be on The Price is Right. I think he got on, but like, I'm pretty sure I was going to community college at the time. And we're like all going to gather in the library, watch it. And I was like, oh, cut out by an Obama speech. Mm. Fuck, what the hell? What is it? I didn't vote for. No, I'm just kidding. But, I did vote for him.
I know I've attempted to get on Survivor.
No, I'm trying to think. This might have been before. I wouldn't have been in college because maybe it was Bush that interrupted the speech. Either way, whatever president. I need to Google this to see what he was on, if it's on YouTube somewhere. But, that's it. Sorry. Underwhelming story.
Well, I have played against former NFL players, but okay. I've never done like I've never had anybody I know that's on a game show.
I mean, that's still because there were certain kids I played growing up, or like me and some of our team. It's like this guy literally skated through all five of us, scored with one hand on a stick because we were holding like a different player was holding his arm.
Yeah.
And he still scored. Like, obviously, he's going to go pro. Like, we need to remember his name. Not only do I not remember his name, I don't think he went pro.
Because
my buddy Andrew from high school, like, he was about sports and stuff like that. So I wouldn't be surprised if he kind of checked online stats for, you know, Michigan high school players and college players. And But that's pretty fucking crazy. They'd be like, yeah. I've played against pros, dude.
Yeah, my teammate, he didn't go pro with NFL, but he went pro with NBA.
Oh, shit. I remember you telling me about
Corey Burr.
Yeah.
He won
back-to-back natties with
back-to-back Florida. National championships with the Florida Gators.
Damn.
Yeah. That was the guy, he owes me some moonshine, because I bought him some tidy whities. Like, he was so fucking poor, like, all his underwear.
Put him on blast, Johnny.
Oh, he's not even fucking.
Oh, it's just somebody.
We just had a bunch of what ifs.
Motherfucker used all of his underwear wiping his dirty ass. Whoa! No.
But love you, Corey.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I mean,
congrats on the success.
No, yeah.
You know,
well, he made some millions. You know,
you play some pro. What you got for us? You look like you got something to say.
I was just saying, we had a bunch of what ifs. Like, we had a running back that went to William Blount with us. He was a grade above me. Yeah. Motherfucker in high school was running like a 4.4 40. Like, he literally, his senior year, he broke his collarbone in practice, missed the first, I think, six games, and then led the team in passing, rushing, and receiving.
Oh, shit.
Because he was our wildcat quarterback, so he could throw a little bit too. But yeah,
like
he
Charlie
fucking,
Day, dude.
He was a 3-star recruit. He was getting looked at from like Ole Miss, like real big teams at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he got fucking hooked on pills and.
Ooh.
So we had
went downhill from there.
The best player that Portland's ever had football wise, his name was Gerald Turner, and he was actually playing football at a Division II school. Well, the whole deal with him was his grades. Like, his grades weren't good enough to get in D1, even though he got recruited by everybody. So finally, he takes on a tutor, gets his grades up. He gets signed at Ole Miss. Like, he would have been Eli's running back.
Yeah.
When Eli Manning was at Ole Miss.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then one night, like, literally coming home from a late study session, he fell asleep, hit a car, his car.
Yeah.
Goes in flames, he dies.
You know what's crazy about that? Is he's like, I told you guys I shouldn't be studying. Like, if I wasn't out late studying, I would be alive right now, killing it.
Yeah.
You fuckers.
We did have Aaron Douglas. He played for Maryville. He walked on at UT because for whatever reason, Fulmer never liked recruiting local.
Well, there's also a guy that...
He...
From Alcoa that would play for Green Bay or something.
Yeah, Randall Cobb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he went to the University of Kentucky.
I know someone that went to high school with him.
But, no, Aaron Douglas, like, he walked on at UT, went JUCO, and then transferred to Alabama. And
Alabama.
He overdosed at a fucking hotel in Florida.
Damn.
Before he ever got to actually play for Alabama.
Why'd he do that, though?
Bunch of what ifs. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's Randall Cobb's literally the exception.
Not a what if. That's all right. Why'd he do that, though? Mm-hmm. That's what you got to ask yourself. That's what everyone's asking themselves. So, bad news. I'm pretty sure my goddamn cooler got stolen.
Yeah, really?
Did you take it?
No.
I didn't think so.
We were literally talking about it.
Well, that's why I texted y'all earlier. Yeah. John answered, you didn't. So I was like, Tommy definitely has it now. I'm about to go check
it. It's
about to go check his room, motherfucker. Oh, no, I didn't
think. But now I do feel bad. Like,
well, I was telling him.
It's my fault, too, for leaving it out there. But it was like, cooler works so good, the ice would melt.
Well, that's why we left it out there. Because you know,
I should have dumped it out like a normal person. Because
literally you looked inside of it and there was still ice.
Yeah.
That's what the one day I did want to leave it open overnight, but the one day I left it open all day. And, you know, I think that might have been, it was maybe Sunday when I think I opened it Saturday and still, like, there was still some ice in there. Mm-hmm. Again, like a normal person, I should have just.
Definitely, you need to make sure our fucking cars and fucking the doors are locked.
I mean, I always lock my
car. Yeah. Oh, I do too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm fine. But they didn't grab the stopper.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I had to get. It's like, all right, just put a towel or whatever in there. But
yeah.
It will always be leaking.
Yeah.
Fuckers. Put it, don't realize that. Put it in your trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe that shit.
I'm flabbergasted, John. That's how white angry I am right now. Is I'm flabbergasted.
Damn.
Because it is bullshit.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? I probably did some bad shit when I was young. I'm just wondering who it is. I went out and walked today. I ain't gonna lie to you, boys. I walked down.
See if you could see.
Yeah.
See it sitting on a porch.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Or thrown into a ditch. I found like something that was like one of those like step two like kitchen things or whatever. But like, I'm on this walk. I'm like, motherfucker, that's my goddamn cooler. But it was just a children's toy, which is even sadder. Yeah. I thought, and I was like, oh my god.
I wonder, like, how did they see it? Because, like, it's not really visible from the road.
That's why I assume it's the white garbage people behind us that argue publicly all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The straggler.
Yeah.
That's the only people I can think of.
Or fucking old-ass Linda next door.
Linda.
She's fucking crazy.
She's wild.
I've never talked to her. She's waved to me, but...
She seems sweet. She mows her own yard. Hey.
Yeah. Like, yeah. She's got to wear a back brace tomorrow.
Fucking sweet ass Linda, dude. Next door, fucking 84 years old, bro. I know it was her. That's the only logical
answer. She hopped the fence.
Dude, she rode her mower over there. Fucking.
Hey, 1 mile an hour. She
backs it up. Like, dude, bungee cord to the handle.
Like, we don't even hear it. It's the loudest robbery in history.
Yeah. Well, I'm going at hockey. Or this might have even been like yesterday when I was at work, and then went over to my sister's place hung out there for a few hours. Like, shit.
Well, I was trying to remember, like, yesterday. Like, I know Sunday it was here, because me and you were out there, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to remember back to Monday, but it was one of those deals, like, I just... It's,
same.
That's not something I'm, like, looking for.
I'm pretty sure I saw it Sunday night after I got back from hockey.
Yeah.
But if, like, we could get a replay from God, and I had to bet money on it, like what I actually saw, and I couldn't bet money that I would be like, I definitely saw it there. I'd be like,
yeah,
it might have been gone when I was at hockey after you guys went to, you know, like,
yeah.
But it is what it is. It fucking sucks. It was a nice cooler. Good fucking get, you thieves. That was a good steal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but you forgot the plug, you dumb shit. Sitting right next to it, I didn't have it hidden. You know?
Yeah. Like, right.
All right, no, you gotta use a fucking kitchen towel.
They were like so nervous, like that somebody was gonna walk out. They just grabbed it.
I want to keep a firearm right next to that door now and just sit up, drill a fucking peephole in that goddamn door. Leave the chairs out there, you know.
Yeah, just see if somebody takes them.
You know, and then just shoot them.
They're so good. We're gonna go back. Oh wait, I was
drop it, motherfucker, and then shoot the. And then it's the neighbor. Yeah, I walked by, dude. Their front yard over at that, behind our house.
I've never went that way.
I walked there the first Sunday. I've been meaning to drive down there just to see how far it is to walk. Not bad. I don't even know if it's maybe a quarter mile, maybe.
Yeah.
But dude, that front porch action is wild. You're like, you think the trailer looks bad from the back? Wait till you see its front. You're like, they definitely stole this. Like, that's all I thought. I was like, obviously they have it in there. Are they dumb enough to leave it on this fenced-in covered front porch? All right? You guys will take a look at it tomorrow and tell me I'm being offensive or mean. You
know? Well, I've never gone that way. I've been wanting to.
First time.
Yeah, so...
Well, I'll steal your cooler. That'll make you want to go.
Yeah. We'll find out the culprit.
There's a nice little stream back there. Mm. Like, for real. Like, I was leaving my phone charged for the cast. So I didn't have my phone or nothing on me. It was just me walking. I took a cigarette because I'm doing a cool, healthy walk. Whatever.
Yeah. Just one, not two.
Yeah. Just one. Didn't bring the whole pack with me. I'm not crazy. But, no, yeah, it was nice. You know? But I was like, let me see this either thrown in the ditch. Let me see this on someone's porch.
Yeah.
I'll call the law immediately.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys feel about it.
I would have been like
one glorious time.
I'd have been like looking through car windows and shit.
As I'm leaving, going down the road, I know it wasn't the neighbor with the golf cart.
Oh, what's that dude's name?
I don't know.
I can't remember him.
I want to say Leonard, but I think that's too close to Linda, and I'm just... Yeah. Now I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
Furious at her.
No.
We hear the night, he rolled up on us, like he pulled up on the golf cart. And we're like, oh shit, we're being too loud.
He's the neighborhood watch.
Like, we were listening to a podcast out here, so I was like, yo, you motherfuckers turn that down? But he was like, hey, I don't even remember what we were talking. It was very pleasant.
Yeah, he pulled all the way up to the porch. He goes, so hey, is the handyman next door here? Like, is he
home? Yeah, that's right.
Talking about Colton. And we're like, well, sir, we don't know. And he goes, and I was like, you're more than welcome to keep on trucking with the golf cart through the thing.
Do not spin out in front of me. Do not burn out in front
of me. What if he did?
Thanks, fuckers.
But all he wanted to know was...
Fling some mud at us.
Like, well, apparently, of course, Colton and them used to live here, so that's what he was looking for. So is Colton home? And I'm like, well, we don't know, sir. But I mean, again, like Dave said, like he was very pleasant. He didn't say nothing about it.
You're like, hey, no. Now I can see if his truck's out there. When I got home earlier, his truck wasn't out there kind of thing. But yeah. Man, all right. There was something we were talking about outside that was like, we definitely got to bring up on the cast.
Was it a song?
I doubt it. Oh, there was a song.
Yeah.
All right, but did any of you even look it up?
Somebody did.
No, nobody did. But it's called I Want to Be Ninja, and it is performed by a white lady.
What?
But the video's well. I wonder if you'll be able to find it without any already commentary added to it kind of thing, you know?
Is it this one?
You got to get on YouTube for this, bro. You got ads and shit?
Yeah.
Should we take a quick break and come back with that?
Yeah, sounds good.
So that's a no. I'm going to the store to get me a couple tall boys.
Oh, I didn't know you asked.
When you were asking if anyone needs a beer, I say, yeah, well, you go to the store and get me a couple tall boys.
Oh.
Couple backups. He ignored me, John.
You got beer.
Why does this always happen? You never listen to anything I say. This is crazy. So the last thing I was going to say about the cooler was my great bit of like, could have taken that down to Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Such a damn good cooler.
Yeah, it was a good fucking cooler.
And then we were going to be like, what? Why would you take it down to Niagara Falls? Remember, guys, people have gone down in barrels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you end up
whiskey pulling, barrels?
Did you pull the info? How many people have done it? If they got a little quick synopsis of stories. The one I remember reading was a lady was walking near the falls and slipped and fell. And then as she was falling to the water, there was a barrel going by.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. And I honestly think she was even like, and then as soon as I fell in, the fucking lid shut. I swear to God, because I don't think anyone's gone down it lidless. You know,
right. Well, So the first thing that pulls up is more than 5,000 people have gone over Niagara Falls either intentionally as stunts or suicide attempts or accidentally.
5,000?
5,000.
All right, I was way off the numbers. I was like 4,000.
That's not barrels, but that's just in general. Like either people jumping off to kill themselves or accidentally. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that was the first thing that pulled up.
That's not the stats we're looking for.
So I just thought that was wild, though. Like
that is nuts. And we might have to look up Grand Canyon after that, after this count, because those numbers have to be astronomical.
Well, I don't know. Maybe if you think about it, these people that want to off themselves, well, I'm going to do it in a nice place, you know, or a special place.
Possibly their favorite place. It's beautiful. Yeah. Niagara Falls is beautiful. The Grand Canyon.
Even fucking incredible. Grand Canyon, though. Yeah, it's phenomenal. Holy shit. Yeah.
I did not think I was going to enjoy this at all. When I went.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, so did you end up liking that trip?
I didn't jump, no. Oh, no, that's not me.
I know you got sick, but I mean...
Yeah, it was very nice. I wish I was able to do more, but yeah, seeing the Grand Canyon, I was like, yeah, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it was funny. I think it was a Joe DeRosa joke. He's like, how can one thing be so fucking boring and so dangerous at the same time?
Yeah.
And you're like... That is kind of a funny way to look at it. Like, if it's dangerous, it's not boring. It's like, because they really don't have, like, don't jump off cliffs, don't kill yourself at the Grand Canyon, but it's, I think, so easy, it's crazy.
So, it's only pulling up one person to take a barrel down it.
What?
It was actually a 63-year-old school teacher. On her 63rd birthday, successfully took a barrel down Niagara Falls.
She's a pioneer.
What'd you Google?
How many people have taken barrels down Niagara Falls?
You spelled Niagara right? You didn't put like,
N-I-A-G-A-R-A. Yeah. I mean, like I said, you can see the first.
There was only one black woman that did it.
The first thing that pulls up is what I told you was about the 5,000.
Yeah. Come on, that's good, though.
Yeah.
All right, I'm clicking the link. Since 1850, more than 5,000 people have gone over, either intentionally as stunts or accidentally. Survived going over the falls, school teacher in 1901. Success. Oh, 1901. Completing the stunt inside,
She lived in Bay City, Michigan.
Inside an oak barrel. In the following 121 years, thousands of people have been swept over the falls, but only 16 people have reportedly survived the feat. All instances of people having survived the trip over the falls have been over the Canadian Horseshoe Falls. Following the death of one daredevil in 1951, stunting at Niagara Falls has been illegal and subject to fines up to 25. Jeez.
Oh, shit.
Nah, there was more barrels, dude.
So where is Niagara Falls?
Border of New York and Canada.
I don't think it's like upstate New York, not northern New York, but like in between mid upstate.
When I was a kid, we actually went to Canada for it, though. We're like, fuck New York. We're going to Canada.
I'm gonna, Canada's tight. When you didn't need a passport?
Yeah. I would assume.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But I was also like 7 or 8. Like, I was pretty young.
Well, the time that we got into Canada.
I mean, I remember. Like, I remember seeing the falls and everything.
Well, you would remember having a passport.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely not.
But the time that we went to Canada, of course, we crossed over Montana to Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we didn't need no passports. I even asked my mom and dad. But, I mean, now, like, they're super strict about people getting into Canada.
We used to go up there on weekend trips for hockey practice and hockey tournaments. Mm-hmm. And practice, it was like the ice is cheaper, you know. We'd go to this fucking pizzeria. Me and my sister and brother and teammates of any team me and him played on, we would do what we call the old American trick. And, like, you take the salt and, like, you untwist it to where when they dump it,
it spills all out.
Or the Parmesan cheese at a pizzeria or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
I wonder if the servers eventually, you know, they're like watching me.
They're just fucking American kids again.
And the funny thing is, like, they sound like me, but like a little more, you know, like Letterkenny type, Shoresy type shit. But whatever you sell.
And they say, yeah. Deal. Yeah. A lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, but
for what?
No, I'll tell you what. But, yeah, so, yeah, we did the old American. But, yeah, I mean, I've been to Canada, I don't know.
A handful of times.
Yeah.
Been once.
I haven't been since they made it illegal.
It's funny. Not illegal, so I've been that.
Since they built the wall.
I've been that far north, but I've never been west of Alabama. Alabama's not very west, if you're thinking.
No, because I know it goes Alabama, yeah, that is true. Georgia, or no.
Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi.
Yeah. That is weird.
Yeah.
Like, in all honesty.
Yeah.
You're like fucking Charlie Dated.
Well, I've been all over the Southeast.
Well, it's like Toledo. Well, it's like
I can't leave Southeast.
SEC for life, like, baby.
Other than Alaska, Hawaii, and the Northeast, I've been to every state. You've been to a state I've never been to. New York.
Oh.
Yeah, I've never been to New York.
You never
been like the Northeast.
You got turned around.
Like, I've been to Michigan.
It was through New York, but yeah, I mean, I was.
But all the
I've never been to New York City. I can tell you that.
I don't want to go.
Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, New York, I've been. Mm. I wouldn't mind checking out the city.
I do.
Obviously, when I was younger, it would have been a lot of fun.
I do want to do the see every state before I die. Like, that's one thing. Not necessarily, like, vacay there. Like, there's some states, like, let's cut over and drive through it just so I can say that I've been in that state.
Well, that was kind of us growing up going to Florida every summer, you know, as a kid, like, going from Michigan.
So yeah.
Even my mom would wake us up in Kentucky, in Tennessee, be like, look at these mountains. Look at how beautiful, you know, like.
You're going to live here one day.
there was a time.
Like, people that talk like this, Mom. She's like, yeah.
You see the one I shared earlier? It's like, I wish people would go back to thinking that Tennessee is just a bunch of banjo picking inbreds, so people would quit moving here.
Actually, I'm on board with it. We drive our tractors to work, and we all wear overalls.
I got sanctioned in. I'm allowed to be like, yeah, all you outsiders, get the fuck out. Fuck you.
Dave's grandfather did. You know?
One of my friends I skateboarded with in like middle school, he was from California. Like, they're all from like LA, you know, and move out here. And he's like, we were asking him, like, dude, what did you expect, like, coming to Tennessee? He's like, we really thought y'all were all going to be wearing overalls, running barefoot.
You know, one of the things.
It's so hilarious about them saying, like, everyone's going to be barefoot. Well, you're like, what? Like, or maybe not even everyone, but even the thought of, like, I'm going to see way more
feet than you're used to seeing.
Like, it's like, I haven't seen one foot.
And, so a myth that we were always taught, like, down here, about you guys up north.
Oh, you bet.
Y'all don't have front porches. Nobody has a fucking front porch up north.
What do they call it?
It depends on the area.
He was in fucking in Hey Arnold. They had, it was something boy. What is that called?
Stoop boy.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, they guess that's like in the city and stuff. But like Michigan.
Well, I'm talking Michigan about like is country, a lot of country. Country.
Like outside.
I'm sure we lived on a lake, so we didn't have, we had like a back patio, but technically it's lakefront. Mm-hmm. So I grew up furious because that was the front door, as my parents would refer to it.
Yeah.
And it was a sliding glass door, and I'm like, that's not a fucking front door. The front door is the one that you lock and you open and the doorbell's at. Like no, it's a lakefront though. I'm like,
but I know that's kind of a smaller myth about northern people. But I mean, that's a smaller myth. But I mean, that was quickly dissipated once we went up north. But yeah, like people up here have front porches.
Come to Gladwin, baby. See the Amish. See how the Amish live. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. We have a prominent Amish community in Gladwin County.
Yeah.
I'm proud to say.
Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, and I know you're gonna be like, I'm, you know, thinking you're right and I'm wrong, but I'll never forget the first time I heard pop. My aunt that lives, like, she lived in Michigan for probably 30 years, so she developed, you know, an accent. And
why y'all call it pop?
Yeah, that's my Aunt Dorcas, and she's don't like, Thomas, grab me a pop. I'm like, oh, a what?
Oh.
You mean a Coke? No. I had to wean myself off the Coke. I will say that. I was that guy. Like, growing up here, that's literally what you're taught. Everything's a fucking Coke.
I get it, but then you're like, Coke Mountain. Like, I get Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola. But when you're calling Mountain Dew Coke, I'm like, you're not even in the same wheelhouse with sodas. Wherever the fuck else, somebody else.
What I say now.
It's a goddamn pop.
I say soda.
See, That's what I say. Yeah. Like, since living with him for...
I'll convert you boys.
Going on 7 years.
Like, hang out a little bit more.
Now I say soda. I don't say Coke no more. Yeah. Like, soda...
You were in the soda, same boat. You called everything a Coke.
Yeah, I did. So, soda covers all your parameters.
Why do you think the North is moving down here? We're here to take over, make everyone say pirate. Or at least soda. That's what we're like, dude... Fuck, we don't even like the heat.
More front porches. No,
dude, we're taking everyone's front porches and we're calling it pop. And you're just going to have to deal with the South.
I think there's a term for that. Is it carpetbaggers or...
What?
Ah, it's something.
There's a term for northern people that move down south.
Lesbians?
No, I'm pretty sure. I'll look it up.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, it's an actual fucking saying. I'll look it up.
Carpet?
I'm pretty sure it's carpetbaggers.
Carpet munchers? It's lesbian. I'm sorry, lesbians. I love you.
You've offended three of our listeners, you asshole. No. Yeah.
Historical. This is a person from the northern states who went to the South after the Civil War to profit from the Reconstruction.
Well, I guess you guys don't use carpet down here, so that's why I'm confused. Like, oh, we backed up our carpet and brought it with us?
But yeah, like, I literally wasn't making that up. I know it's a funny word, but yeah.
It's hilarious because, again, it's just like, even when we looked at the old place at the 919, like, it was me, Mel, a girl named Tori, and her boyfriend named AJ. And I was taking one room, her and AJ were taking the other room. Those were the only carpeted rooms in the house. You've been there. But she was like, figures, our rooms are the ones that are carpeted. I'm like, I'm so fucking happy about this. Like, I've never owned slippers in my life because I live in carpet houses, you know. And we've had, you know, we've had hot days in Michigan, you know. It wasn't always cold, but I was still happy to have carpeted floors, I guess.
Yeah,
growing up up north.
I took a class in high school called Appalachian Studies, and that's when we learned about stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was actually funny.
Carpetbaggers?
Carpetbaggers. obviously, it's a class about the South, taught in the South, so...
Yeah.
But, I got
extra... And they like Harry Potter.
I got extra credit for knowing the words to Song of the South by Alabama. Teacher's like, if you can get up here and sing it in front of everybody, I'll give you extra credit, dude. No fucks given. I just got up there.
You're
and
like,
fucking...
me. He's like, what's up?
Let me get in tune.
So, same teacher, but it was U.S. history. He gave me extra credit because I had pictures of some fish I caught on Fort Loudoun Lake.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, I mean, like...
But yeah, that's where I learned the term.
Maybe some of the kids at my school even got that same treatment, like some of the hunters and fishers and shit, like... I didn't care. Like, November 15th to me was the day to sleep in.
No.
To them, it was like, oh. It's
we're up at fucking opening day, 4 in the morning.
Yeah, like, you're getting earlier than you would for school.
Yeah.
Hunting season.
What? Yeah. Rifle season.
Rifle season
for deer lope. Mm-hmm. Just deer.
Yeah.
But don't kill the deer.
Yeah. One of my soccer buddies, Gabe's from Michigan, the first time I went to his house, dude, his dad, I'm talking just a wall of fucking bucks.
Yeah.
Like, I'd never heard about Michigan other than what I'd known from my family that lived up there.
8 Mile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just assumed it was mostly city. And
which, part of that is true, all the white people do not rap. It should not be that, but...
So. Yeah, homeboy had some fucking monster bucks.
Oh, yeah.
Up on the wall.
It was funny, this guy that I worked with at Pomida, Jeff Davies... He was like, I guess where he hunted, like, because he lived in the lower part of Michigan, where there is country land down there, but it's like you got this little county, maybe, that's got some woods and shit, but it's surrounded by city.
Yeah.
So he'll hunt there. It's like, all right, all the fucking deers are here, so.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, try to hunt up in Gladwin, because, I mean, it's, you know.
Wide open.
Yeah, like, we have the downtown part of town, this and that, like, the neighborhoods and whatnot, but, like, you get fucking 2 minutes out of town, it's like, all right. What you got a lot of private posted signs.
Yeah.
But, you know, you know somebody like, hey, can I hunt your land? You've been hunting it recently or what? You know? But, yeah, it's, he's like, it's so much harder hunting up here. Like, well, yeah, woods are big. People get lost. You know?
But, yeah.
I don't remember how we got.
I don't either.
It was smooth.
We went on a rant.
It was nice. So
hunting season or rifle season? Sorry.
November 15th. Can't give a fuck about it.
You learned a new word, carpetbaggers.
Carpetbagger, dude.
Yeah.
And you know the definition now.
It's hilarious.
See, so the definition was northern people that moved to the South after the Civil War to make profit.
Oh, okay.
The South never heard of carpet.
Right, right.
And beanies. And pot, you know? The North was like, what are you guys doing down here?
Can you imagine the first Northerner?
It's psychotic.
The first Northerner that heard a Southerner call a fucking hat a toboggan, they're just like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
That's my reaction. I go, he goes, yeah, I'm pissed. I'm pissed at this dude. I'm like, why? I thought, good, but he stole my toboggan. My first thought was,
you got a toboggan down here?
Well, one, like, you have a toboggan. Well, I think he... No, he wasn't Northern guy. He wouldn't call it toboggan.
So this is another, like, cultural teaching moment.
Like, stealing toboggan's like stealing a cooler. You got to do it the right fucking time.
Yeah, like, I went through a phase. It's cold as fuck at the 919, right? Like, I'm wearing this thing every single day, and I think I call it toboggan once. And Dave's like, no, that's beanie.
You got a fucking 6-foot wooden sled on your head. Yeah. Because that's what a toboggan is.
Yeah, and I didn't even argue with him. I was like, oh, okay.
This
like,
is a snow canoe.
It was like a fucking teaching moment, you know. I'm like, oh, okay, it's beanie.
I forget what even Canadians call it, because they call it something different. Because a beanie, I'm trying to think what else, like, some people like skull cap. The beanies that you don't flip up.
You know, I've heard skull cap.
I would say that's like a skull cap. That's probably what I had. That was like big. And, yeah, I used to have one of those at 919. But there was also another name for that, but I honestly have to Google. But yeah, it was like, I think they call them Torques in fucking Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even certain, like, Wisconsin/Minnesota place, you know? Something like that.
Yeah.
Look up the Canadian word for a beanie. But it's funny, because the whole toboggan thing, like, when I first moved down here, I was getting arguments with friends about, like, that's not what you call that. You guys are using... Someone tricked you from the north 200 years ago.
One of those carpetbaggers. Sons of bitches.
But none of them called me... Which I was like... This, I was like, I learned this tonight. Or a carpetbagger came down. What's that on your head there, bud? Or I don't know what I'm talking like.
That's probably what he sounded like.
A toque? T-O-Q.
A toque, yeah.
T-O-Q-U-E.
Yeah.
I'm calling it that from now on.
That's what Canadians... I can't remember if it comes up in Letterkenny or Shoresy or not, to be honest with you.
Right.
I want to say I've noticed it in one of those, but I couldn't tell you.
I'm calling it that, though, now. It's a toque.
No. But that was always the bit was... some guy came down, like, what are you wearing in your head? Like, a toboggan. And then... Because if you think about how stuff used to spread, it was as simple as that.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson took out ribs so he could suck his own penis.
And every fucking middle schooler believed it.
I believed it.
It's never a news story. You know?
He's controversial.
There was no social media. But every kid. You're from East Tennessee. You're from fucking Middle Tennessee. I'm from lower to mid Michigan. Yeah. And we're all like, we heard that.
That motherfucker is sucking his dick.
How is it not true? Some guy was like a toboggan spread like wildfire, and then 100 years later, I'm in an argument at Applebee's with a southern friend about what the fuck I'm calling this hat. I'm
trying to explain to him why he's a fucking idiot.
Like, I'm 57 in Applebee's with two granddaughters arguing about Marilyn Manson sucking his own dick.
Google toboggan. They googled it. The first like four pictures were like wooden sleds, and then the pictures after that were a couple of hats. I'm like, well. The first image, like, all right. Now you know what a toboggan is. I don't know what y'all called them before. Sleds, big wood sleds, Christmas ornaments. You know, like, no, we just put that in the air for decoration.
Yeah.
You can use it. They're not safe at all. So I get why, like, one, they don't catch it on the south, too. Like, people aren't using a ton of them up north.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Our sleds were fucking tote lids with fucking trash bags wrapped around them.
Yeah, I believe that back in the 90s, like, stores down here, like, Oh, we're gonna take up aisle space for sleds that
people might get to use once.
Might buy because they'll get to use it once. Like they'll get a couple sales. Like, hey, yeah.
So as kids, we had like one legitimate sled.
Yeah.
But after that, like that motherfucker broke. So we started using the top of the trash can. Yeah. That fucking thing lasted forever.
Even in Michigan, I would see people with that, and you weren't even thinking like broke at. You know, you're just like, damn, dude, that's I seen that in a cartoon or like that's fucking.
Well, I remember. Rock. Well, I remember the one year, me, you, and Mel went downtown Maryville, snowy as shit. Didn't we use? I don't think we used like a sled.
No,
like we
I don't used... know. I had a saucer and maybe another sled.
Yeah.
I think we, because Walmart sells that shit now.
Because,
you know, global warming's fucking up everything and it's not real or something. I don't know. But
that was the funnest night of sledding I've ever had.
It was down
next to
the library, I think.
Yeah.
The duck pond or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same place or two different spots, but.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It was a nice hill.
Yeah.
I don't even think, like, Lily.
The mall's the. I don't think she was even.
This was before, like, Lily was even.
Oh, yeah. The first time we went sledding.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you gone? You might not have gone multiple times, but.
I only went the one time, but it was so much fun.
Having a couple cocktails, you know. We're like, dude, this is so great, dude. I ain't got to work tomorrow. Finally, I get to go sledding. Dude, yeah, growing up, that was a thing. My dad, I don't know if he was drinking when he drove us in Sledding Hill. I really don't. I know he was at Chuck E. Cheese. But I think when we went sledding, he was not drinking. He was just chilling, ripping marbles, you know. Like,
fuck yeah.
Watching us just like, let's build a jump.
Being a dog.
Me and Ed coined this, the dog board. So he had a skateboard. He took the trucks off. Mm-hmm. I'm riding that down. Mm-hmm. Ed was the first person I see do it. And I was like, obviously, please do that to my skateboard big brother. He's like, yes. Mm-hmm. And did it. And it was go down to your belly on the dog board.
Yeah.
Your skateboard with no trucks. But yeah, it was a good fucking. And it was, you know, I might have been able to alley on that one.
We would do that, but we would always, like, once I started skateboarding, like, you don't want to use your board for that because it's going to waterlog it and then make it shit.
Oh, we didn't give a shit.
But, yeah, you go to Walmart, get one of those, like, fucking $5 skateboards, pop the trucks off, dude, and just fucking...
Pops probably got mine from Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Which was the toy store of Walmart.
I don't remember Toys R Us.
No, I'm not. This is for the listeners, dude. Ethan might be listening. He don't know what the hell Toys R Us is.
KB Toys.
They might have been shut down, maybe during his life.
It was close.
Like, did you ever go to...
Yes.
Okay.
That's for Ethan, yes.
Which is cool, but at the same time, it's just like, can you ever do that?
It wasn't, like, to him and his mom, he's probably already forgotten about it. Like, it's not like us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, Dad's like, here's $100.
Like, Toys R Us? Fuck yeah. Like, Toys R Us is like the Target to the Walmart. You know,
it's like a stoner going into their very first legal smoke shop.
Yeah.
And I don't know if y'all even remember KB Toys.
Yeah. I've only been to a couple of them.
Because we had KB at the mall.
I don't know if KB's with. I went to Mall of America once.
Mm hmm.
And that might have been the first, maybe only time I've been to a KB Toys. I can't remember if there was one at our like big mall that we really didn't go to when I lived in Westland. But
yeah,
I mean, yeah, it's like
dude,
drugs for kids.
Yeah, seriously. So
go play yo-yo.
If mom brings me and my sister to the mall, drags us there, we're going to the fucking KB Toys, man.
R.I.P. the mall.
Just look around. Yeah, R.I.P. the mall.
Some of them are still kicking.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Yeah, dude. My dad one year took us to Toys R Us on Christmas Eve.
Hmm.
It was like, it was $150 or whatever per kid.
Get whatever you want.
He's crazy. Yes.
That's what I love about it.
Guess what we got? Everything we wanted. Everything that was on our list, we bought.
Fuck
maybe
you.
Not. There might have been like certain games that weren't there, but like, no, there was a few things where...
yeah.
Dude, Mom, I'm sorry if you're listening, but as an adult, this cracks me up about this man. I don't think he was trying to give her the bird, but he obviously that is. So, shit that her, she And honestly, she might have been with Rob at the time. Like, shit that they bought for us for being good kids all year. We weren't good kids ever. But we're the worst. But she's like, you let them buy it? Like, Ed, you're going to have to take half this back. All right? Like, so some people were like, no, we got it at your house. Now we got it here. Which I think a couple of things Dad might be like, yeah, if you want that. There was like some bazooka gun.
Mom can't know about that. So well,
we're
some
gonna, nerd. We don't get that. Some, but it had like the big missiles. It was one of those where it was like a literal. You guys remember those or no? No, I mean it. Like it would. You get a kid with like a feel, but you're not gonna get. You're not even gonna get a red mark. I bet you. But it was. Yeah, it was a big fuck. I don't know if you guys remember that shit. It was literally
my favorite.
We wanted it so goddamn. Yeah. And Dad's like. And shit was not expensive back then. It's like that wasn't even a big portion of the buy we got that night.
Yeah, my favorite kid toy growing up was the goddamn sock and boppers, dude.
Dude, those were sick.
Like, it's like, here's boxing gloves.
My sister got those for one of her birthdays. Yeah. Like,
they were teaching us to fight.
Like, here's safe boxing gloves. And I really hate you guys are going to fight anyway, so you know.
Yeah. Cushion it up a little bit.
Dude, our generation was so much harder than the one that's coming up now.
The generation before us, I'd say their problem was like, no condoms in school. Like, why? Well, because then kids will start fucking.
Like, we're already fucking.
Well, Neil Brennan's got that joke. Neil Brennan's got the joke like being like, hey guys, I got this box of Band-Aids. Why don't we just cut ourselves? Like, no. If you give kids condoms, they're not like, well, since we have them, we might as well. Like, they'll make whatever decisions they're making.
Yeah.
But at least now they're like,
they have accessibility to it.
I do have this in my pocket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a boxing thing. Like, you guys are fucking fighting. Just put these fucking balloons on your fist.
It won't hurt as bad.
Then hit each other. Yeah. I mean, the ground's still hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should do that shit.
In the punches a little bit.
We should do that shit like us best friends. Like, we.
Oh, just tagging each other.
Well,
bro.
I mean, we put like real boxing gloves on and fucking tee off at each other.
We had locker boxing and hockey. So you'd wear. Typically, it was you'd wear like your pants. Not really your shin guards, because I think we honestly might did it on the knee. It was like you wear your hockey pants, so if any hits, like we, but helmet and gloves.
Yeah.
No chest pad, and then you just.
Mm-hmm. Just go to fucking town.
But you're on your knees, so it's not like you can get a crazy wallet, but you're.
Yeah.
I mean, this is when fighting was legal in hockey, and it was just like, you got to get ready for, like, dude.
And friends that did that to each other never got mad at each other.
No.
Literally after. Well, even
if you did, it was like, let's fucking locker. That was sometimes a settlement to a dispute. Was like,
actually, yes.
A fucking locker boxing Tuesday before practice.
Yes.
Fucking shithead.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've settled a few disputes with boxing gloves.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like,
Tommy, where's my $2?
but it's like, dude, like, all right, is it over? No, that was never.
I think I was the one that told you like say something to him about it. Like, where the fuck's that, man? Like, he didn't.
But that was a joke, man. $2. But anywho, like, literally, like after a boxing confrontation, like it was settled. You know, whether I lost or won, like. The other person saying, like, all right, is it over now?
Your hands.
You know, yeah, and then you look, go back to loving each other.
My girl's ass, okay? Like, all right, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I don't know if that's what
I mean, I wish that was, like, a way to, like, a legal way to settle disputes.
I mean,
you know.
It is, you know.
Well, yeah.
I think amongst men, at least, I'm trying to be, like, old and sexist, but it's like, I think if two, even guys our age, which I do think fighting is silly. At a certain age.
Yeah.
I should say, especially at a certain age.
Yeah.
Like, it is, even when I was younger, I wasn't. I'd throw hands if I got to throw hands.
Yeah.
Didn't win every fight.
I'm not going out looking for it, though.
Yes.
No, hell no, I'm not.
And especially at a certain point, it's like, even if guys trying to throw hands, like, hey, let's have a seat and talk first. I'm not saying we're not going to fight, but there's probably an opportunity for us to be like,
we can resolve
one
this.
One of us doesn't have to be hurt for work in a couple days or possibly go to the hospital, possibly die. We don't fucking
have a fucking black eye or bruises.
Yeah,
or
like you know. This is unnecessary. But a good, healthy Jerry Springer. No.
Well, that's why we like the boxing glove so much. Because, I mean, at least it reduced injuries.
Headgear or no?
No.
Fools.
I know.
I get it.
So,
it
I mean.
2002. What are you going to do?
This is before we knew about CTE.
1999, concussions. Tommy.
I mean, we knew about concussions and shit, but yeah.
I was there.
I know.
I mean, we did sell a lot of disputes like that back in the day. Like, if our circle box, you know.
Did you guys ever have any, like, buddies fight, like, in the showers? We had, I think, one fight that I remember.
One.
It was the funniest thing in the goddamn world. We had lost. I'm fuming. I'm pissed. I can't fucking stand it. And then, like, you know, some people are barking. It's kind of, I believe it was my senior year. Only because it was like a year ago, I'm going to be talking shit too. But now I'm a captain. So it's like, hey guys, knock it up. Like, we all had roles to play. We all didn't come together, you know, you guys still chirping, and fucking start shoving, and I'm just like trying so hard not to, like, so like seeing two dudes fight naked is.
I'm gonna do you one even better. I only got one.
That's all I got.
But I mean, both of them were tied for biggest dicks on the team. I swear to fucking God, they both got about 10 inches, and. You see all that.
I ain't talking about a fucking that.
So really, we're all showering, then they're fucking fighting over a girl. You know, that's where it comes to fruition, in the fucking shower, of all places.
Hockey players were just different. We're worried about, like, the game. We're worried about what you did in the ice. You guys are like, no, I think's bigger. Fucking Stacy said so. Like, Stacy said my dick was bigger.
So you see a couple, all of a sudden, you see the anacondas flopping around first, right?
Yeah, a lot of,
and then the soap.
Oh, they do like and, those Hawaiian
but I mean, it's,
dances,
you know,
at the beginning.
Standing up, not
slapping.
Well, they're trying not to fucking, like, slip down, you know. And then you see, so the hips are going.
The one puts us in a bun.
Hold on, what are you talking about?
Third arm, like,
so hot shit. In here.
Yeah. And then they finally collide. And then it don't get no prettier after that. Like, it's almost like two anacondas trying to mate. They're just fucking wrestling with each other. It was ugly.
I've only heard that as a joke. It's like, someone tries to fight you, like, when you're out and about or whatever, and you start to get naked.
You scare a big man with a little beggar.
Like, oh, fuck, man, what the fuck? You freak, you weirdo. Like, yeah. I am.
That's the best way
to do it. And I don't like to get punched. Yeah. But to be, like, already naked, like, I'm so vulnerable. I'm like, I don't want anyone to look at me while I'm mad at me. Like, to be mad at me naked, I'm like, dude. I'm not happy right now for more than one reason. We lost, and now I'm naked in a public shower. Why don't they build stalls? Why is it so crazy? Like, this is my head.
Yeah. Like, well, it's like UT. They still got the fucking pee
fucking
stalls.
Fight me now, dude.
Oh, the fucking
like you see all
the truffs or whatever.
You see all the penis at UT.
Yeah, I've been to a few places at.
Yeah.
They're rocking like
the trough. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, well, a horse can't come inside anymore, so we might as well pee in it now. That's what it looks like. It's just like, gotta use it for something. Gary can drill holes and make a drain.
You know the ones I never liked were the urinals that, like, were all the way to the ground. You see them at, like rest areas.
Honestly, though, that might have been key.
Bucky's.
Because if you think about it, you're well, no, he's talking about, like, when you're, like, junior or high school or elementary school and shit, where the urinals came up to, like, a triangle.
Yeah.
On the ground.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
might,
yeah.
That might have
yeah.
been key, where the splash yeah, out, it. It's not hitting the floor, it's forcing you to push your feet aside.
Damn.
Those might have been the best urinals. They might have needed to not make them so tall.
But Dave,
we're all aiming down. No one's trying to aim up. Like, what are you guys fucking doing?
Why is the backdrop at my face?
Yeah, like, my tummy's wet and I took a pee. I'm not even 6 foot. I had to aim up on this bathroom. This is ridiculous.
So what about the crapper at Bucky's?
It's fucking phenomenal.
I've talked about it on the cast before. It's the nicest public bathroom.
I'll cheers that shit. They got a hand sanitizer station in there. They got everything.
They had my bills caught up. I was like, what the? This is nice, dude.
But I mean, I remember me and you in the early days, we talked about that. Like, why can't the fucking crapper stalls go all the way down?
I've been saying this. Yeah. This is one of those things, like, literally, like, maybe high school, maybe, like, college age or whatever. It's like, just make the stall fucking... People can't lock it and crawl out, so you don't need to crawl in if it. Like, just make the. Just, you know? Why can't I see people right now? This is the most ludicrous thing.
The worst part are the ones that have.
And
the
I'm eight.
Gap
you between know? The. Like, yes!
Like the door.
I'm making eye contact with a 4-year-old, and I'm eight taking
wide,
a shit
man.
Like this.
Like,
is
you
most,
can. Hey, clearly what's see up? Through it.
Hey, yeah. What's up?
Never had nothing crazy happen at the hockey rinks, but man, when I had shit at the hockey rinks, I did not like it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I would rather hold it. And I got to go on the ice next after my brother. Like, I don't think I ever pooed my pants during a game, but I've pissed my pants during a game because I was so scared to tell the coach that I have to go to the bathroom. Like, fuck!
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss like 4 minutes of the game or 10 minutes, whatever. But so he's the coach, I get it. Yeah. But as a kid, I was like, yeah. Jim Downs gets mad when I have to go pee during the game because I should have went beforehand, and I tried. I tried, Jim, Coach so, Downs. You know,
I never really had to pee during like football or soccer games, but I also have always sweat a lot.
Yeah.
So I think that's where it goes.
No, I had my first year hockey, I pee all the time. I was like, yeah, dude, we put all this gear on me. Now I have to pee. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Like, even, like, thinking about golfing now, like, dude, like, I've peed maybe, like, 3 times on the course this year. Sure. I went a lot.
I know. We know. But
big bladder.
But no, it was down to just like, I was 5 years old.
Right. No, I'm not like saying anything, but I was just like,
he's like, dude, you didn't figure it out by then?
Sweat it out, bro.
Sweat it out.
Fucking 8-year old pussy.
We're drinking water on the bench, you know? Wasn't a lot of what soda or pop on the bench. Yeah. It was water, and it was just like, ugh. All right, maybe I drink more than I should have. I don't know, but I got to go pee down, coach. And it's like, oh, we can't even walk around the bench because this broke-ass ring got cement. So you got to skate across the ice. It's like, are you hurt?
Just to go to the bathroom?
I got
to
pee so bad, so I just pee my shit. And here's the worst part. When I was a kid, I didn't, like, have underclothes for my hockey gear. Like, what I wore to school was what I wore under my hockey gear.
Oh, shit.
So, like, get undressed in the locker room, like,
nah. No. I'm just going to go out pads and all.
It's like, why'd you pee yourself? I'm like, yeah, the coach gets mad sometimes, but I'm like, dude. And I'm not the only kid doing it. That's the funny thing is, like, I see him get mad at other kids. So it's not like Dave every time. It's like, fuck, this game, I got to pee.
Yeah.
And I had an extra surge before I laced up my skates. Like,
yeah.
But yeah.
Dude, so... Do y'all not attest that fucking that water out of those Gatorade, fucking those orange or green fucking Gatorade bottles while you're playing your sport, they hit different?
Well, I got myself a Pirani's water bottle. That's a hockey pro shop up in the Michigan area, maybe even.
I'm talking about like high school sports, like your team didn't provide
water bottles?
I know water
bottles you're talking about, but ours were, well, no, we use like hockey water. Like, you know the water bottle I use, right? You've seen it?
Yeah.
It's in my truck.
I swear to God, our water bottles were probably 10 years old. They were like worn out and had fucking chew marks on them and shit.
But those Gatorade bottles, I know what you're talking about, but for hockey, I've always liked ours. There's no joke. Like, I think a liter of water, maybe that was just...
Well, like, those Gatorades are really good for fucking football when you got a face mask. I'm sure y'all probably... Yeah. Did y'all have face masks? Mask? Yeah.
What year do you think I was born?
No.
They were wearing helmets in like the 70s. Did you guys have face masks in the 90s?
There were cups before there were helmets.
Obviously. But still, it's not like I was playing in 1959. Like,
you and Gordie Howe were like roommates and shit.
I did give him my autograph.
He
once,
tried,
but
he tried out
story.
For the Miracle on Ice team.
Yeah, they were like, you're too damn young. You're so good, but you're too damn young.
A fucking love you boys, man.
Yeah, we had
y'all
face masks.
Laugh so much.
Some people wore, I guess, maybe you're talking about like the shields, like the clear mask.
Full cage.
No. I grew up with a full cage for a little bit. I had the Mighty Duck visor type shit.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, man, that shit fogged up so bad. It was like, they looked cool because they're from Mighty Ducks, but they're so gay and bad.
I never, like, even on football, I never liked the visor on my helmet.
I didn't either.
Because, like, it'd get foggy if it was, like, a fucking, you know, cool or not, and you're sweating it fog up inside, or
outside,
you get fucking dirt on it, and you're having to try to smear it, then it just smudges, and...
Outside, you know. I would use, like, when I do these Lake Placid and Eagle River tournaments, we're playing at fucking, you know, 10 a.m. sometimes, sun's out, it's like, I have to have that visor, otherwise...
Yeah, if something like that, yeah, that makes sense.
But if you're playing indoor football... If you're at like a stadium, which
or
a night game even
on the ice is acceptable because I mean you're not dealing. I mean
and that sun reflecting off the ice is and fucking dirt extra chill. Bright.
It's
so bad.
Unreal.
Yes, yeah, yes. So
I'm pretty sure
you
my eyes
hurt
have been
your
damaged.
Yeah, so you're gonna hurt your eyes if you don't.
Like guys, I can't even walk to the.
See,
the chapstick's
so not, bad. You're not 2020 anymore. You're 2020.
But honestly,
I'm fucking 30-40 or something.
If that's the reason, like you look badass with the visor,
it does
look
sick. Although the helmet's a little small.
Yeah.
When I had long hair, it looked tight. I'll give you that.
So I tried the visor for one game. It was a night game, and it was so much glare from the fucking lights and shit.
Yeah, night game.
I'm like, nope, I can't do this. You know.
Well, I guess as the season goes on, it gets dark earlier. But
so honestly, I went to a quarterback.
Oh yeah, the QB helmets are where it's at.
Yeah, and it's like, all right, I can breathe better.
Yeah.
Oh my god, like it's so much better, and I'm a fucking defensive lineman.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, I would much rather,
especially nowadays, like the way they make helmets, like you don't need the full cage anymore.
Mm.
Like
mm.
It's all in this part. You want to cushion your fucking head, like
that's all I care about. Like my brain, you know, delivering these fucking devastating hits.
The worst part for me, whenever I tried the visor, was like when it would get cool at night, and I'm sweating. The heat pushes off, and then it fogs up that motherfucker, dude, and you're just like.
Well, what's even crazy?
Oh, here's something I'm enjoying imagining while I was listening to you guys was like hockey players like, oh fuck, I'm a goalie and I skate out sometimes, but I forgot my like player mask, and so they play hockey and like offense, like they're a center and a goalie mask.
Well, if I'm a goalie, I'm wearing that full cage, baby. I'm not getting my nose broken.
No, you have to wear a full
cage. Yeah, no.
But they do. Know. The pros get to wear ones that are big. The eye holes are technically big enough where the pucks. Maybe they changed them in real sense. But it used to be, the puck could technically get through there. But it's one of those situations like.
But when you play in the
set, got ahead of the perfect.
God wants you to lose your eye.
But I mean, what did they have? What did they have when you played in the '50s?
Oh, the '50s. They had not then.
Yeah.
I think I have to look at the history. Terry Sawchuck, fucking Google it. Google Terry Sawchuck's face, and then we'll take a quick break if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
He was a goalie, pretty sure it was Sawchuck. He was a goalie for the Wings back in, who knows, the 40s, the 30s maybe. I couldn't tell you which fucking era.
I'm still on toque. Canadian word for a beanie.
I'm teaching a lot about the North today, John.
Now I'm learning.
Fucking carpetbaggers.
No, did you look up Terry Sawchuck?
Yeah,
it's not a fucking drill.
T-E-R-R-Y.
No.
Thank you.
What's the rest of it?
Sawchuck. Just like it sounds.
Sawchuck. S-A-W Chuck.
Oh, there it is.
And that's how you spell Chuck.
Booyah. It's a good looking man, dude.
They got some gnarly pictures of him with some puck scars and shit.
Oh, he's got got that flat.
He was a handsome man.
Fuck yeah. So
he gave it to the game, baby.
At the top of Google.
Let me see.
He's like your 50s guy. Like, he could have been in a fucking sitcom.
Yeah, that flat top is something else.
He could have been in a match, you know.
Look at that. Oh, my God.
Right here. Click that one.
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
He's a fucking warrior, dude. I fucking love that.
For the game, baby.
Yeah.
Hey.
For the game.
For Terry Sawchuck.
Terry Sawchuck.
Take a quick break. Was that the right name?
Yes, sir.